Today, we're asking if AI is a massive bubble or a real lasting opportunity. We want to figure out how to invest in tech safely without risking your entire financial future in the process.
Honestly, I really need this topic today because it feels like everyone is getting rich on tech stocks right now. You open up social media and someone is always bragging about their massive Nvidia gains. It just makes you feel like you're totally missing out on a once-in-a-generation wealth event.
That fear of missing out is exactly what pushes younger generations to make really risky bets. But the funny thing is, you probably already own a lot of these tech companies. Most everyday investors buy into tech completely by accident. You might just not realize it yet.
Wait, how does that work exactly? I definitely didn't go out and buy any shares of Microsoft or Amazon recently. I mostly just stick to the basics.
Well, if you have a standard 401k or a broad market index fund, you're automatically a tech investor. The stock market is incredibly top-heavy right now. A huge chunk of every dollar you invest in a retirement fund goes straight to the biggest tech giants.
Okay, so you mean like the Magnificent Seven? The really big players like Apple and Meta that just completely dominate the financial news cycle.
Exactly. According to FactSet, the top 10 stocks reached a 37% share of the S&P 500 recently. The Magnificent Seven alone make up about 31% of the entire index. That heavy concentration is just massive.
That actually sounds a little terrifying to me, though. If just a handful of AI companies stumble, does that mean my entire retirement account takes a huge hit? That feels like a lot of risk tied to just a few names.
It does mean the broader market is more volatile. When tech stocks do well, they pull everything up. But when they drop, they drag the whole market down with them. We actually saw Nvidia lose over $500 billion in value during a really brief window recently.
See, that right there is exactly why people are terrified of a bubble. A $500 billion drop doesn't sound like a stable or normal market to me. Are these tech companies just completely overvalued right now?
They're a little expensive, but maybe not in wild bubble territory. Morningstar looked at this and found the market trading at a 1.03 price to fair value ratio. That basically means the broad market is at a roughly 3% premium compared to its actual worth.
So a 3% premium is high, but it isn't like the dot-com crash. Back then, companies had zero actual profits and were just running on hype.
Right. The profits these AI companies are generating are very real. They're building actual data centers and selling massive amounts of cloud infrastructure space. The underlying business is incredibly strong.
I get that the corporate profits are real, but the everyday hype still feels out of control, especially for younger people trying to build wealth. I read that Gen Z is trading stocks more actively than any other age group right now.
The social media pressure to day trade is intense. Over 40% of Gen Z investors actually cite fear of missing out as a major reason they make investment decisions. That FOMO is a perfect recipe for financial stress.
Totally. You see people buying fractional shares on their phones while they wait in line for coffee. These apps make investing feel like a fun game. But if the market drops suddenly, that game gets real painful real fast.
And that's a big reason why public confidence in stocks is slipping right now. A recent Gallup poll showed 37% of adults view real estate as the best long-term investment. Only 16% chose stocks. People want something they can actually touch and see.
I completely relate to that psychology. A house is a physical thing you can live in and paint. AI software just feels invisible. It's really hard to trust your life savings to something invisible that swings wildly in price.
I hear you, but you can't ignore the economic reality of tech. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects computer and math jobs will grow by 10.1% over the next decade. That's more than three times as fast as the average for all occupations.
Okay, so the jobs are real and the corporate profits are real. The technology isn't just a passing fad. But how do we actually invest in it safely? I really don't want to gamble my emergency fund on a single tech stock.
Well, rule number one is exactly what you just said. You need to build a solid cash buffer first. Never put money into volatile tech stocks if you might need that cash to pay rent or fix your car next month.
That makes perfect sense. You need to be able to handle sudden economic shocks without having to sell your tech stocks at a massive loss. What's rule number two for staying safe?
Rule number two is to make broad index funds your core investing strategy. Let the index do the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to guess which specific AI company is going to win the global race.
Because a broad fund already gives me that 31% exposure to the biggest tech companies anyway. I'm capturing all the upside of AI without taking on all the crazy risk of picking a single winner.
You got it. And rule number three is about scratching that itch if you really want to buy an individual stock. Just limit those individual picks to 5% or less of your total investment portfolio.
Okay, I actually really like that rule. 5% is enough to feel like you're participating in the exciting stuff. But if that specific tech company completely tanks, it doesn't ruin your long-term retirement plans.
Exactly. It keeps your overall financial plan on track. And finally, you just have to extend your time horizon. The full integration of AI into the global economy is going to take a decade or more.
So we basically need to stop,